Rudy, don't blow bubbles with your straw.
Okay.
Rudy, you put that straw down and drink your milk. Okay, that's enough. Breakfast time is over. Let's get upstairs, brush the teeth, get ready for school.
Daddy, don't play with your straw.
How are you?
I don't know.
How'd you get in?
Please, don't even talk about it.
Poor baby. That's the third time this week.
You know what I think? I think that little babies want to only be born from 2 to 5 a.m. whenever there's a blizzard, Arctic winds are blowing, and the temperature is 173 below zero. Because every time I pulled one out, the baby looked at me and did like this.
Maybe we should forget about that movie tonight, huh?
No, I'm fine.
No, you're too tired.
No, I'm fine.
You say this all the time, and as soon as the lights go out, so do you. Why don't we make it Friday night?
Okay, wait a minute. Let me see here. Regional forecast, warm, and no babies. Friday
it is.
Mom?
Yeah?
Can we please go shopping? I need a new sweater.
Oh, come on, Vanessa. You just got new sweaters for Christmas.
I know, but Robert's seen me in all those.
Why don't you wear them inside out?
This is for the school dance on Friday that Robert's taking me to, and I really want to wear a new sweater. I've even got it picked out.
Oh?
I want one exactly like the one Denise has got.
So why don't you ask Denise if you can borrow hers?
Mom, she's not going to let me have her sweater.
Well, how do you know that? If you tell her why you want it and you ask her nicely, you might be surprised.
All right. I'll try it. Denise!
Would you like to lay a bet on this one?
What happened? Denise has been in that same position with Sandra. She might be understanding.
I'll bet you a box of popcorn at the movie. A large jumbo box.
I will take that bet.
What are you kidding? No way I'm gonna get it.
Denise, I asked nicely.
Who cares?
It's for the school dance on Friday.
I haven't even worn that sweater yet.
If you wear it today, you've worn it.
No!
Bye, Dad.
My mom, my dad. No!
I like it with butter, no salt. Slam the door! Slam the door!
I'm sorry, Dad. I had no idea you were sleeping.
Yeah.
But you always say, make sure the door's closed.
Right. Sit down. I always say, make sure the door's closed. But somehow you confuse that with sealing it. It's not necessary to do that. You just kind of ease into it. That's why I have the windows cracked like this. For you. So when you slam it, the walls don't come crashing in.
You know, I love it when we study together.
Me too.
I wish we had all our classes together.
Me too.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Theo.
Would you please try to keep it quiet? We're studying in here. We have a big history test tomorrow.
Okay, I was just trying to get some juice.
Did you hear who's playing at the dance Friday?
No.
The Spikes.
Wow, they've got saxophones.
And did you hear who's doing the decorations?
Who?
What are you guys studying anyway?
The War of 1912.
Vanessa, 1812.
Well, I don't want to bother you because I know a lot happened in that war. I'll only be a minute.
Hi, Robert. Hi, Vanessa.
Hey, Denise.
Hey, no one go into the living room. I just woke up Dad and he's really cranky.
Excuse me, we're studying.
That's great, but I told Monica I'd call her.
Use the phone upstairs.
Hey, I'm here.
We are studying.
You know the big war in 1912?
Vanessa, you can take a break so I can make one phone call.
We cannot take a break. We have a big history test to study for.
Come on, Vanessa.
Okay. We'll consider taking a break if you consider loaning me that certain item of clothing I asked for earlier.
Why should I lend you something that belongs to me to use something that belongs to all of us?
Huxlow Residence. Hi, Janet. Hold on for a second. Vanessa, should I tell Janet to call you back?
No, we'll take a break.
Wait a minute. You just told me that you couldn't take a break.
But it's for me.
Theo, do not give her that phone.
give me the phone.
Theo!
Theo!
Hey, I'm out of this.
Excuse me. Hi, Janet. When did you hear this? She must be doing this because she found out I said I was wearing my red skirt.
Thanks a lot, Theo.
Robert, do you have any sisters?
No.
Go home tonight and thank your parents.
This is the exercise class for the cool people. We are the people who believe you don't need pain to have gain. I'm going to tell you what you can do, but you do what you feel like doing. Just be cool about it.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, are these your friends?
Yes, they wanted to watch TV.
Well, are they trying to get into shape?
Yes.
Well, they don't look like they're really into it, so why don't you take them on upstairs and read to them?
Okay.
All right.
Now let's stretch out that lower back. Raise your arms. If you want to, raise them high above your head. If not, that's cool. Now bend at your knees and touch your palms to your toes. That's cool. You don't have to keep your knees straight if you don't want to. Just remember, if you don't attack your heart won't attack you.
Hi, Cliff. How you feeling?
I am ready to go to that movie tonight.
Oh, yes. Not too tired?
No, I got plenty of sleep, and I just finished my exercises.
This is a wonderful film. Harlan told me it has won major awards throughout Europe.
Well, I'm not interested so much in the awards as I am in this jumbo, big box of popcorn that my wife is going to buy me tonight.
You will get your little stinky popcorn.
No. And don't be cheap. Don't come back with a little box thing like this. I want that tub. What is that tub that they have where you have to climb in and eat your way out? That is what I want.
What's up, Vanessa?
Theo, can I talk to you for a minute, please?
What's wrong?
Got my history test back.
And? Whoa, this is a D.
I know. I mean, I've never gotten a D before. I've seen them, but not next to my own name.
And it's in red. That's the worst kind to get.
I don't know what happened, Theo. Rob and I studied hard for that test.
Oh, yeah. I saw you two.
When do you think I should tell Mom and Dad?
The sooner, the better.
But if I tell them now, they might not let me go to the dance with Robert.
Vanessa, there's a chance you may never dance again.
Can they get mad? I've been getting A's all along. This is just one little D.
Vanessa, with Mom and Dad, there are no little D's. Good luck. Vanessa got a D.
Rudy, what do you think?
I like that.
You've said that about everything.
I like everything.
That's because you don't know how to dress.
I know how to dress myself.
No, I mean when you put your clothes together and you look good.
I look good.
No, I mean when... Never mind.
What's this?
Never mind, Rudy.
Why does it have a big red D on it?
Forget about it. None of these sweaters are right. Denise? Denise? I really had a good time.
I really had a good time, too.
I really liked the spikes.
I really liked the spikes, too. Saxophones were great.
Well, I guess this is good night.
I guess.
Vanessa! How's the dance?
Good.
Yeah, it was great.
Good. Vanessa, I want to talk to you now.
Is it okay if we do this later?
No, now. There's a sweater missing from my closet.
There is?
Yeah, the purple one.
Robert, could you wait in the kitchen?
Okay.
Fix yourself a snack.
Okay,
thanks. He was going to kiss me goodnight, and you ruined it.
Vanessa, why don't you take your coat off?
I'm cold.
Oh, you're in the house, though.
I can be cold in the house.
Sooner or later, you're going to have to take that coat off, and I'm going to be there when you do.
Vanessa,
either you take that coat off, or I'm taking it off for you.
All right. Here.
Sheena, you took my sweater.
I didn't think you'd mind.
What do you mean you didn't think I'd mind? When you asked me, I said no way.
All right, I took your sweater, and I'm sorry, but you didn't have to say anything in front of Robert. He thought it was my sweater.
No, I don't believe you.
Are you fighting?
Yes.
No.
What's the matter?
She's got my sweater on.
I like it.
Vanessa, I want that sweater back in my closet in 1 minute. And I mean it.
Now, come on, tell me what the movie was about, please. No, come on, tell me what the...
No.
Look, I couldn't help it if I fell asleep. Now, come on. All right, so, now, when I was sitting there and I had my box of popcorn, had a big soda, I was ready, fired up. You understand? Now, the thing comes on the screen, and I don't know how long it was. I watched two men sitting in a cafe drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes talking, police, 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 police. And I have to look at the bottom of the screen to find out what they're talking about. So, I said, okay, something's going to happen. Then somebody came by with a bicycle. What was it all about?
That they were not in the same cafe. It was a different cafe than at the beginning of the film.
Yeah.
And there was a lot that happened in between.
While I was asleep. Because
yes.
There was nothing going on when I was awake. Okay, what happened?
I'm not telling you.
Please tell me, because you said when we were riding home, you said there's a lot of symbolism and stuff.
There was?
What was it?
Okay, now the bike was a symbol of freedom. It was a vehicle.
Whose freedom? Nobody rode on the thing. It just kept going.
Okay, Cliff.
There was two men.
There were two men. There was Philippe.
Right.
Who worked in a factory.
I got that part.
You got that part.
Right.
You remember his best friend,
that
Jacques?
That was one of the most exciting parts. And then?
There was Jacques.
Right, with the mustache.
Jacques had the hat. Philippe had the mustache.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Philippe worked in the factory. Jacques was a poet. They
Good.
Were best friends, and they were in love with the same woman.
There was a woman in it?
There was a... You didn't see that woman?
No.
Oh, Cliff, she was gorgeous.
You're kidding.
Oh, honey, yes, there was a gorgeous woman. Yes, she was, and walked around in these little flimsy summer dresses and did a face like this.
Oh, well, why didn't you wake me up?
She wasn't your type.
So what happened with the woman? Now, where did the woman came in?
The woman could not decide who she loved, so she just dropped them both.
Well, I would have, too, because all they wanted to do was smoke cigarettes and drink.
It was a beautiful, touching love story.
Okay, well,
and
I just...
you missed it.
I sure did. I missed my popcorn, too. Because when I woke up from this depressing scene, my popcorn was gone and so was my soda. Now, I want to know who took that. The man on the bike?
Come in. Niece, what do you want?
I thought it over and I've decided. I am not taking off this sweater until you apologize for poking me in the shoulder.
I'm not apologizing.
Okay. We're even.
Hey, wait a minute. We are not even. You're still wearing my sweater.
Knock it off, Denise.
I don't have to.
You're just mad because this sweater looks better on me.
Yeah, right.
Don't shove me.
I'll shove you anytime I want to.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Get off.
Let me go,
let go. Let go of my hair, Vanessa. Let go.
What's going on in there?
Fight, fight.
Stop. Hey.
Go.
Stop.
Go.
No, come on. No. Come on, stop. Look, the two of you.
That's enough. Now stop. Denise and Vanessa, I said, you better stop.
Cliff, are you all right?
They took me out.
Rudy, go wait in my room, please.
Do I have to?
Yes, you do.
Now?
Yes, now.
Oh, God.
I want to know what's going on in here. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Denise, you go first.
Why does she get to go first?
Because I said so.
She went into my closet and took the sweater, the one I said she couldn't have.
Would you
stop?
Stop it. Vanessa, is this true?
Well,
No. Before you start to say no, let me remind you that you're wearing the evidence.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mom, she shoved me.
I shoved her because she took my sweater.
We have rules in this house. One of them is we don't take things that don't belong to us. And the other one is we don't try to kill each other. Denise, you may not drive your car for 2 days.
But, Mom!
But, Mom, me and Vanessa, you can't talk on the telephone for the next 2 days. I'll give your sister her sweater back.
And you will wear the same clothes for 2 days in a row.
Come on, Dad.
Come on, Vanessa, give your sister a sweater back.
Stop!
Give it back nicely.
I'm sorry, Denise.
You have to get it cleaned.
Okay, the money for the cleaning comes out of your allowance.
Yes, Mom.
This is my shirt.
Well, I borrowed it. I was going to give it back, but I forgot.
Not only did you forget to give it back, you forgot to ask me if you could borrow it.
I'm sorry.
And this is my belt.
Did you never wear it?
I never wear it because it's never in my room. Claire, you better come and take a look in here and see what's
Oh, no, I'm just going to trust that anything that's in that closet that belongs in my closet will be returned to me by the end of this evening. Vanessa, I'd like to speak with you in your room, please.
And I want whatever belongs to me in my closet, just like your mother's.
Dad!
Just checking.
Vanessa, what has gotten into you?
What do you mean?
I have never, ever seen you behave like this.
Mom, Denise and I fought over clothes before.
Yeah, but not to the death.
But I had to have that sweater.
Why?
Lucille Turner called Janet and said that she was going to wear her red skirt to dance. That meant I couldn't wear my red skirt, so I had to wear my green stretch pants. That meant I couldn't wear my blue sweater, and Denise's sweater was the only sweater that would go with this outfit. And, Mom, Robert loved me in that sweater.
Vanessa, I can understand you wanting to look good for Robert, but when you go into your sister's closet and take something that she specifically told you not to, that's wrong.
I know, and it will not happen again.
Good.
Wait a minute. These my socks.
Mom, Dad, I have to show you something.
What, my tuxedo?
Vanessa, this is a D.
I know. I don't know what happened. Robert and I studied very hard for that test.
You and Robert?
Yeah.
I think we have to call Robert.
He's in the kitchen.
What is he doing in the kitchen?
I asked him to wait for me.
Hello, Robert.
Hi, Mrs. Huxtable. Hi, Dr. Huxtable.
How are you, Robert?
Vanessa said I could have a snack.
Sit down, Vanessa. I want to ask you a question. Might be personal, but I would appreciate an honest answer. What grade did you get on this last history test?
A D plus.
Well, I'd like to talk to both of you about studying.
Dad, Rob and I study a lot.
Study a lot. I see you there with the books open and two of you sitting together. And then every once in a while you turn a page and you write little names, each other, Robert, and then you write Vanessa, and then you turn a page, then you touch hands and you look at each other, and you do like this, then you look around, then you touch each other again. I mean, what is this you're talking about studying? What you're doing is socializing.
See, I would love to spend all day gazing into my husband's eyes, but I can't do that. Because I have to go to work and he has to go to work because we have bills to pay. We have allowances to give out.
So, if you don't mind, I would like the two of you to take a little break from studying together for a while.
Oh, Dad, please, I promise I'll do better. Don't.
No.
I'd just like to say one thing. Vanessa and I have a test coming up next week. But if you could just give us one more chance, I know we could do much, much better. Please?
No.
That's okay. My mom saw my grade and grounded me for the next 3 days.
Okay. So, after you come off of your groundation, then it's up to the two of you to see if you can prove to us that you can study together. Is that all right?
I know we can. Vanessa and I are like a pencil and eraser. Together. That's right.
Well, what are we, the pen and the ink?
Robert, how about Vanessa and I give you a ride home?
Thanks, Miss Huxley.
Hey, how you doing? The pen and the eraser are taking the pencil home.
Huh? Rui, what are you looking at?
From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Taped in front of a live studio audience.